This is Akashwani Itanagar. The news read by Hage Ani. President Draupadi Murmu unveiled and flagged off the trophies of Durand Cup Tournament 2025 in New Delhi today. Addressing the gathering, the president said that sports promote discipline, determination and team spirit. The president emphasized that in India, sports has been a powerful tool for national integration. The 2025 edition of the Durand Cup, Asia's oldest football tournament, will take place from July 23 to August 23 across six venues in five Indian states, including West Bengal, Assam, Manipur, Meghalaya and Jharkhand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be visiting Argentina today and tomorrow at the invitation of President Javier Milei. While Prime Minister Modi had travelled to Argentina for the G20 summit in 2018, this is the first bilateral visit to the South American nation by an Indian Prime Minister in the last 57 years, making it a historic occasion. The two leaders are scheduled to hold bilateral talks to review ongoing cooperation and explore ways to enhance partnership, focusing on several key areas including defense, agriculture, mining, oil and gas, renewable energy, trade and investment, and people-to-people ties. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today unveiled the equestrian statue of the legendary Maratha warrior Peshwa Bajirao I at the National Defense Academy campus in Pune. Speaking on the occasion, Shah highlighted Bajirao's exemplary leadership and service to the nation, stating that NDA, being the training ground for the future leaders of the Army, Navy and Air Force, is the most befitting place for Bajirao's statue. Union Minister of State for Civil Aviation Muralidhar Mohol, Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis, Deputy Chief Ministers Ajit Pawar and other dignitaries were also present at the ceremony. Deputy Chief Minister Chaunamin chaired a comprehensive development meeting at the Deputy Commissioner's Conference Hall, Namsai, today. The meeting discussed key issues related to the district's development, cultural preservation and ecological sustainability. A significant outcome of the meeting was the finalization of an action plan to introduce the Thai Khamti language as a third language in all government and private schools, as well as in Buddha Viharas across the district. The language will be taught from the primary to secondary level, starting August 16 next. Stressing the urgency of the initiative, the DCM has urged the Deputy Commissioner to ensure the policy's implementation across all private institutions. Additionally, the Thai Khamti Heritage and Literary Society has been tasked with the responsibility of printing the primer for primary level and imparting training to the teachers in the local language. Under the ongoing Operation Dawn 2.0, the East Siang police successfully apprehended one drug peddler and seized approximately 2.46 grams of suspected heroin, cash amount of rupees 3,000 and smartphone. The seizure was done in strict compliance with the provisions of the NDPS Act 1985 in the presence of the executive magistrate. Accordingly, a case has been registered at Pasighat Police Station under the NDPS Act and investigation is underway. In the meantime, Superintendent of Police East Siang Pankaj Lamba has urged the public to report any such illicit activities, stressing that community cooperation is vital in ensuring a drug-free East Siang. In a significant boost to agricultural development and the National Mission on Edible Oil and Oil Palm Program, the government of Arunachal Pradesh successfully inaugurated the Custom Hiring Center and Mega Oil Palm Plantation Program in Gorubanda, Bandardua today. The program underscores the state's commitment to enhancing oil palm cultivation and providing essential resources to local farmers. The initiative was organized in collaboration with Patanjali Food Limited and the Papumbari District Oil Palm Farmer Association. The India Met Department has issued an orange alert for East Kameng, Papumbari and West Siang districts in Arunachal Pradesh. IMD has predicted thunderstorms with lightning and very heavy rainfall, very likely at isolated places. Additionally, IMD has issued a yellow alert for 20 districts in the state. Deputy Commissioner Dibang Valley Bekir Nyorak has underscored the urgent necessity of adopting a sustainable approach in the implementation of government projects and infrastructure. The DC stressed this while inaugurating the monthly district-level monitoring committee meeting held at the DC's conference hall today. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.